You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
And we're back. It's the Dave Moore podcast. And hi, I'm here. I'm Dave Moore. That is Maria Devereaux.
Hi.
That's Eimear Shannon.
Hello, hello.
Eimear, there's an issue. And I don't think we can avoid the issue, which is the stink.
I believe it's pronounced stank.
Stank. The stank. Maria, why are you eating during a podcast?
Well, I was eating before the podcast.
Okay, but why are you eating?
I was so hungry, my belly was getting sore. And okay. I couldn't focus then. So I took the 3-minute break that I had and went up and threw my food in the microwave. So I am sorry to all our podcast listeners that you can't smell this. It smells amazing, by the way. But Dave, can you take a guess at what I'm eating? You can't see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should point out to the listeners that there are two computer screens between me and Maria. So I cannot see. I can just smell.
Yeah.
What it is she's brought into the studio.
So tell Eimear, you can see it.
I can see it, yeah.
Would you know from looking at it what it is, Eimear? No, because you know what, like, say
parts. Yeah, parts. Yeah. Like, and I can identify there is a smell I can get, but I don't know if that's just what I'm imagining.
Because what I will say is, and this is not my guess, but I'm saying, yeah, like, if I had any kind of generic red meat stew,
yeah,
and there could be like 8 of them,
yep,
you know, from Morocco and Indonesia and Ireland, like, there
goes.
So,
is a stew.
Could you look at it and go, ah, no, I know what that is?
No.
No.
But there's 7 ingredients.
Jesus.
Okay.
I identify like wing of bat in your cauldron.
That's only on a Saturday.
Okay.
Tell me at least three of the ingredients.
I can smell, it's rich. So like I'm going to go beef.
No beef.
Is there meat? Because sometimes you go full veg.
A very small portion of meat.
Chicken.
Very small.
Chicken.
No, chorizo. One slice of chorizo, right?
One slice of chorizo.
Yeah. A hint of chorizo. Yeah.
That is not something I would ever put into anything. It's either all chorizo or... Okay, so I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay, I'm going to go... Okay, carrots, onions, like...
Onions, yes. Carrots, no.
No carrots.
I'll give you one more guess and I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, you've got a bit of chorizo. Chicken and chorizo pasta would be a thing, but obviously there isn't that if you've only got a slice of chorizo. So I'm going to go... What's that food they eat in North Africa that's not a grain?
Couscous.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Is it couscous?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
It's stuffed mushrooms is what I mean.
Oh, gross.
So there's obviously the big mushroom, and then there's couscous, cottage cheese, onions, garlic, one slice of chorizo on top, and cheese melted on top then.
I was smelling peppers.
Oh, and no peppers.
And no peppers. But guys, I think I just eat so many peppers that maybe I just smell
you
like peppers.
Smell all you peppers in your nasal cavity.
We always say that.
Yeah.
I smell peppers, Eimear must be coming.
Yeah, when I was off for those few days and I came back, it was like, oh,
there's no peppers.
She's nearby. Hang on, she must be.
Well, do you know what? They're not serving my stuffed mushrooms at the fanciest wedding on the planet.
Maria told us about the most fancy wedding. And what the weird thing was that the amount of celebs that went to this wedding, but yet we didn't know who the bride and groom were.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
Okay, Maria.
Yep.
As seen on your screen will never bring you bad luck. It's a source of wonderful joy in the world. But
yes,
tell us, what have you seen on your screen? You're very excited about this one.
There was a huge wedding happened over the weekend.
Okay.
And some of the most well-known people in the world attended.
So super famous, super celebrity wedding.
Yeah, but you will never have heard of the bride or the groom.
That seems unlikely if they've got super celebs at their wedding, but go on.
So the groom's name was Anant Ambani and the bride's name was Radhikan Merchant.
Your prediction has come true.
I have never heard of neither of these people. Anant Ambani is the youngest son of the richest person in Asia.
Oh, right. Right.
His name is Mukesh Ambani. He's an Indian businessman and he's estimated to be worth 123.3 billion as of this month, as of right now.
123.
He's the richest person in Asia and the 11th richest in the world. Now,
Jesus.
The money that this family have, right? If they spent as a family 330 grand every day,
right,
their wealth would last for 962 years.
If they earn no more money from
now. If they earn no more money. If they just stop right now and start spending.
330 grand a day. God, you'd struggle, in fairness. After like day 11, you'd be like, I'm so bored.
I'm sick of the new
guy. Buy another yacht. I don't care. Right. That's ridiculous.
So just his businesses, energy and gas, retail, entertainment, telecommunications, mass media and textiles.
A bit of everything, it sounds like.
A bit of everything,
like.
Yeah. Okay. But look, it's bringing in the money, isn't it? So they had a four-day wedding extravaganza in Mumbai and it was estimated to cost more than 550 million euro.
Half a billion on a wedding.
Yeah.
Hang on, is this the fella that started this whole thing months ago?
Yeah, so this has been going on for months. And the first...
I do remember
this. They had pre-wedding celebrations.
Yes.
And one of them... the first one that they held was, there was a performance by Rihanna.
That's what it was. And she got paid millions because she's not performing at the moment. She's a fashion guru.
Yeah, so they had to convince her to do it.
But they convinced her with a big fat check.
Yeah, she got paid apparently $6.3 million to do it.
Don't convince anybody to do everything.
Then they had another one more recent. It was a welcome party for family and friends who were traveling over for the wedding.
Okay.
Justin Bieber got paid $10 million to perform at that.
$10 million to perform at a welcome party.
At a welcome party. Between those two
events... Sorry, can I just say, realistically, if you were rich enough to provide a free bar at a wedding, you couldn't do it for the welcome party as well. No. These lads are paying Bieber $10 million.
We struggle for day two, lads. Yeah. We struggle for day two.
Listen, I did the free bar. I'm not putting a hand in my pocket again.
Yeah. Between those two pre-wedding events, there was a luxury cruise on a yacht.
Of course there was.
That lasted 4 days, and there were performances from Katy Perry, the Backstreet Boys, and David Guetta.
Jesus.
And the yacht went from Italy to the south of France and back again.
Oh my God.
Over 4 days.
Nice.
Now, onto the wedding itself. So it happened on Friday. I'll tell you who was invited and couldn't go first to give you an idea.
Disappointing.
David and Victoria Beckham.
Damn it.
Adele. Drake. Lana Del Rey, Mike Tyson.
These are the people who RSVP'd no.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They said no.
And now they all have serious FOMO, I would imagine.
Yeah, totally.
But the celebs that attended, Kim and Khloe Kardashian.
Right.
John Cena. Boris Johnson.
Wow.
Nick Jonas.
Okay.
And Tony Blair.
Some odd mixes of personalities there, I'll be honest.
No, there also were the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gateses.
Oh, just those
lads.
All
those people. Just the head of Samsung. Those lads were there too.
Yeah,
you know,
standard.
Some of them you wouldn't even know who
that
they were passing by.
Absolutely phenomenal.
And what do you give to people that attend your wedding when you're so rich?
Sorry, what do you give to them?
Yeah, like favours.
Go on.
So to close family and friends, they gave watches worth over 200 grand each. And then other little presents that, you know, simmered out
the tables,
to the... Yeah. Louis Vuitton bags, gold chains and designer footwear.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Unbelievable. The mother of the groom, Nita Ambani, wore a 180-carat diamond necklace that took over 1,000 hours to make.
180 carats?
Yeah.
That's hard to even understand.
Well, how could you stand up?
That's wild.
Like, I mean, you know, I can't remember how many carats in my ring. I think it could. Was it 1.5?
I don't know. What were Argos doing at the time? Was it 99 euro for two? Was it? Yeah.
Cubic zirconia. Yes.
Yeah, got it.
So apparently,
brilliant.
The post celebrations, apparently, there's a report that they're going to have lavish celebrations in London. Now, they had this wedding in a convention centre in Mumbai, and the whole place was at a standstill for the entirety.
Wow.
Like, they could not move. So, similar could happen in London now over the next couple of weeks.
I'll be honest with you, though, you know, if you've got that much money, it seems a little bit pedestrian to have it in a convention centre. I mean, like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
What's here? Well, on Thursday, we have the Chartered Accountants dinner.
Yeah.
And on Friday, we have the super celebrity
Comic-Con.
Wedding for
Don't
half
get,
a billion.
And then Sunday, the weekend. We need
to clear the guys. Clear the wedding out, guys. The comic guys are coming in.
Well, do you know what? It's such... Like, everybody wants to be part of this. There's influencers online photoshopping themselves
into
the background of pictures.
Incredible.
And putting up and going, I went to the wedding because I'm so important.
That is a genius idea.
And I got an invite.
Idea.
Yeah.
Actually, I might have to try that after the show. See if I can convince anybody. Well, look, Maria, it just reminds me of the time you got married and, you know, I was your DJ.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have cut those kind of corners in a half a billion euro wedding.
I think they probably hired you.
Someone of a note, not some guy who had to like ring a friend and go, have you got any DJ equipment? Because I'm DJing my friend's wedding. I don't have it.
That was a great night.
It was a great night, in fairness.
My favourite part, I think, of that night is that the whole day was brilliant, but the very end of the evening, I was about to go to bed. And I was like, okay, bye, everybody. And Dermot's like, you got to bed? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'll walk with you. And then we were walking by a table. And we saw like the crisp sandwich thing that we, because we were sitting on the other side of the room that we missed. And we were just like, and there was no one there because everyone was distracted. We're like, and the gym was just stood really awkwardly in the lift as he was getting off of his floor. And I was like, don't leave me on my own. And I was like standing there with a load of sandwiches, like, good night.
Crisp sandwiches. It was a genius addition.
Great check.
Listen, very lucky on the show. Get to talk to lots of high profile people about lots of things. But I've been working in radio for 20 odd years and I've always wanted to interview this guy who coincidentally kind of got famous, I mean, more famous, publicly famous, around the time I started working in radio.
Mm.
Simon Cowell. I've always wanted to interview him. Turns out it was worth the wait. He's sound. Simon, you're on the search for a new boy band. This is so exciting.
I know. I am excited about it, actually. Now we're actually kind of doing it. It feels like we've spoken about this for months, and now suddenly the auditions are coming up, and... I'm nervous, but I'm mainly excited.
It's been a while since the world has had a boy band. I mean, BTS obviously have been, you know, relatively recent, although they're on hiatus now. I mean, are we going back as far as One Direction for the last big global boy band?
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
You're right about BTS. I mean, you know, they were selling out stadiums all over the world. And, you know, I saw this thing, you know, the K-pop thing coming, thinking, yeah, this is going to be huge. And I was kind of jealous because I wasn't a part of it. But in terms of the UK, Ireland, you're right. The last time a band has broken globally was One Direction, which is amazingly 14 years ago. And, you know, you have to make, you know, guesses in your career as to, is there a gap in the market for a band like that again? And my gut feeling tells me 1,000,000% yes. If we find the right people.
That's the key thing. The ingredients are so important, as we've seen. And listen, Ireland, we've had our fair share, both of homegrown boy bands and members like Niall and One Direction and whatever it would be. Yeah. What do you think it is about Irish boys that make us that bit kind of popular and sellable globally?
Enthusiasm, understanding what being in a band can do for your career. Compared to posting your songs online at the moment. You know, Niall, we were looking at his audition earlier on today, and, you know, he was saying during his audition, you know, I want to sell out. We asked him the question, you know, what's your dream? And he said, I want to sell out stadiums all over the world. And, you know, a few years later, that's exactly what he did. And, you know, he just took that opportunity and ran with it. And then, you know, when everyone decided, right, after, you know, however many albums, it's time to go solo. He went off and had a brilliantly successful solo career along with the others. And so he is a perfect, perfect example of, you know, understanding why being in a band is so important to your career. And it's not a bad thing. It's a smart thing.
No. Yeah. And the Dublin auditions are the 28th and 29th of July.
Yeah.
But if someone is going to that, and if they were to get through this first audition hurdle, what could they expect? What's the next process?
Well, you know, I've got to be honest with you. Unlike other shows I've done, we are making this one up as we go along. Seriously, it has to start with this, exactly what we're doing today, which is getting the word out, encouraging people to come and audition. me explaining why I always say to young people, I really think you have a better shot at starting your career if you're in a band than trying to do it solo, because there's just too many people at the moment uploading songs. I mean, it's like a million songs a day or something crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's so crowded out there. Being in a band also gives you experience. It's fun. And it kind of helps you decide where you want to be as a solo artist later on.
That's such a good point, yeah.
Yeah, and there are people who think, well, does that mean I'm not as good as being a solo artist? I would say the opposite. I would say no. It means you've made a smart decision because, you know, entering the music business, I did the same thing when I was 17. I started off in the mailroom. I haven't got a clue what I was doing, by the way. And then, you know, I was lucky to meet some really successful record producers along the way. And, you know, I kind of learned, you know, from the bottom, you know, my way through. I navigated my way through. I wish I could have started, you know, I suppose, with a group of other people and we could have all done it together. It would have been so much fun. But I was on my own. Mm. It was really tough. And eventually I got there. But I just see so many talented people right now who aren't getting a break. And this, I think, if we find the right people, is a great springboard.
Amazing. So people need to make sure they're at the auditions, 28th, 29th of July in Dublin. Is there a website people can visit for all the details?
Yeah, we've got, we set up a website called simonneedsyou.com. however, as we get closer to the audition dates, we'll obviously post where the venue is. And even if you haven't registered, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to see everyone.
Doesn't matter. Rock up.
All you got to do is turn up.
Amazing. Simon, I'm a dad of four, and I know how that has utterly changed me and how I view the world. And I just wondered, since becoming a dad yourself, have you found that fatherhood has changed you?
Yes. I mean, for sure. It was what I call the missing link in my life. I thought I was happy, but I wasn't after I lost my parents. And then being a dad is, there's nothing like it. It makes you look at life in a very, very different way. You see life through his eyes compared to what I was doing before. And it's just, for me, it's just brought me so much happiness. I love it.
Couldn't agree more. And is it easy to restrain your ambition that you've obviously shown over, you know, decades in the music industry, and you know, and whether you want to or not, maybe putting some of that pressure onto your son, or can you rein it in and just be a dad?
Well, he is playing the drums, so
oh, good,
yeah, and I think he's good. Now, whether or not he's going to end up being in a band or not, I have no idea. But if he did, I would say to him, "There's no shortcuts." By the way, you'd have to. Actually, I would say the same thing. Get your mates together, form a band, work yourself out and see if it works. But just do something you're passionate about.
Hear, hear. Yeah, the ultimate advice I could give my kids as well. How are you on music quizzes, Mr. Music Expert Simon
Probably
Cowell?
Probably not very good.
Okay, well, I do one every day on my show. It's called Music Master, and it runs over, it's got two people going head to head, and eventually someone gets to the final. And I would love to just see how you would do in one of my final rounds. Can I put a question to you?
Of course.
Okay, so what'll happen is I'll give you three clues, the identity of an artist, a worldwide famous global artist. Okay. I'll give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
So the year of birth is 1917.
1917?
The place is...
Okay, go on.
Steubenville in Ohio in the US.
Ohio.
And the lyric is, I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick.
Couldn't be any better or I would be sick. So 1917, I'm doing the math. That is, he would be, if he was alive, about 105. Frank Sinatra?
Close. One of his good mates.
Dean Martin?
It was Dean Martin. There you go. There you go. Dean Martin. Yeah. Ain't That a Kick in the Head was the song I chose there. Yeah.
By the way, I loved him.
What a performer.
I love the Rat Pack, full stop.
Absolutely unbelievable. And the final thing before I let you go, because I know you're busy and need to get on to more things, but very quickly, I do a quick fire round at the end of my interviews all the time with everybody. I won't fly through all the questions, but just two. One is, what are you currently obsessed with, Simon Cowell?
I'm obsessed with riding my e-bike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, big time. And by the way, you get 95% of the same cardio workout if it was a non-electric bike, because you pedal faster and you go further. So it, for me, it was a game changer. So every day, even if it's raining like today, I go out on my bike.
Brilliant. And my final question, which I know is a little odd, but I do ask everybody because I don't. I wonder, do you, Simon Cowell, wash your legs in the shower?
Well, I take a bath. And I would say every other bath, yes.
Okay, amazing answer. Absolutely amazing. Simon, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
SimonNeedsYou.com is the website to go and get the information and just rock up 28th and 29th of July in Dublin. Be part of Simon Cowell's new boy band. Simon, thank you so much.
Oh, you've been a total star. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.
So the question was, do you wash your legs in the...
Probably the best reaction to the leg washing question we've ever got. So much so he was telling his people. The question was, do you wash your legs in the shower? And then cut off. Yeah, what a legend. So sound.
Very sound. More like sounder than I thought he would be.
Totally. A little bit like Russell Crowe that way, in that you kind of have a perception of these people as being a bit bristly.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going in my head when I go into the interview, I'm kind of thinking how do I kind of break
warm
the wall
them up
a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, just get some little thing that will disarm them. But Russell Crowe and Simon Cowell, no need.
No. Yeah.
Straight in.
And interesting that he takes baths, not showers.
Yes. Yeah.
I take baths and he goes, every second bath I'll wash my legs.
That's a lot of work. And it takes the treatness out of
But if you're Simon Cowell, if you're Simon Cowell, I guarantee you.
A bath is a treat.
But you would walk into his palatial bathroom with probably some either sunken pool of a bath or something on those kind of weird chrome claws that they
has a jacuzzi bath.
That's what I mean. And he's going why would I hop in the shower? I'm Simon Cowell. I've got 2 hours. You know, I'm so successful. I don't need to be anywhere.
Yeah, I can't imagine his bath experience is what happens to me. He's like, I'll put the immersion on now. And then in 6 hours, I might have enough hot water. And then I'll get it half the way up the bathtub. And then the water starts to go cold.
Yeah. When was the last time Simon Cowell conceptually pictured the concept of immersion?
And then he has to sit in a half-filled tub, which is what I used to do. Particularly, I got really into baths for a while there when I was living in my parents' house. I'm like, I'm going to have a bath, and I come down, is it full yet? I'm like, no. And then I just sit in a half-full bath, reading my book, determined to have my bath.
Freezing.
And then the cat would always come in.
We bought a house with a jacuzzi bath. We did not buy a jacuzzi. And it's just completely standard size.
Do you have one still?
Completely normal, yeah.
I have one.
Can I come over to your house? I love a jacuzzi bath.
I would say yes, except for one thing. I have tried, and Maria, maybe we need to do this in one of your hack links for a senior screen. I have tried everything in the world to clean the jets that are... Look, the person we bought the house from was very much a Magnolia kind of person, right? So an off-white bath with off-white jets in the bath. Everything's off-white, whatever. So they're just brown. Now, it's not filth brown, but I've cleaned them with... every concoction known to man.
Vinegar.
Vinegar's been
baking
involved.
Baking soda. Bicarb.
The pink stuff. I've tried everything.
Elbow grease.
And they're still kind of brown.
Yeah.
So you're more than welcome to come over and give it a try. The rest of the bathroom is totes gorgeous. It's black.
Hey,
and
Dave,
wood.
Dave, clean the jets. Clean the jets.
That's what we always say to him.
That's what we do say to him.
Clean your jets if you're winning Music Master. Love this quiz. This was a big moment. First up, from Thurman Feckin in County Louth, Sam McCarthy. Hiya, Sam.
Well, Dave, how are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Good. So, what's going on with you today? Anything exciting?
Nothing much. Just going into town.
Into town Dublin or into town Thurman Feckin or into town where?
Town Drogheda.
Drogheda, right, okay. And what are you planning on doing in there? Any shopping?
Possibly, yeah.
Something catches your eye?
Probably books or films or possibly an album, I'm not sure.
Very nice. Right, well, let's not delay you too long. See if we can crown you a music master before you go into Drogheda. Let's jump into round one and see what category you're going to choose.
Round one.
So three to choose from, Sam. You can have either fizzy drinks and strobe lights, Vivid, or I think we've met. What would you like?
I think we've met.
Okay. These are questions on people that I have interviewed.
Ooh.
So let's see if you can answer them. 60 seconds on the clock. Is Damien Dempsey from Dublin or Cork?
Dublin.
He is. Who released the famous song Horse Outside? The Rubber Bandits. Was Gaz Coombs in Supergrass or OK Field?
OK Field.
No, Supergrass. All Saints covered which Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Pass.
Under the Bridge. Finish the Irish song title, Trust Me.
Oh God. Pass.
I'm a Doctor by the Blizzards. What You Say was the debut single for which of my guests?
Stormzy?
No, it was Jason Derulo. To You I Belong was the third UK number one for which Irish girl band?
Pass.
Was Bewitched. Harry Judd is in McFly. What instrument does he play in McFly?
The bass.
He plays the drums, actually. Elijah Houston is the lead singer of which Irish band?
Coraline.
No, it's Inhaler. Finish the song from... There's those drums. Okay, just managed to get the one there so far. Sam, let's see if we can change that in the bonus round now.
Bonus round.
Okay, so these are still all people I've interviewed, but you're going to get the last few notes of one of their songs, okay? The last few notes. And okay. Then you have to tell me who they are. Artist and title of each song I need. So, last few notes. Keep your ears open. Here we go. Who's this?
My baby.
Any idea?
No.
Shania Twain, You're Still the One. One of my most infamous interviews. We won't go into that. See if you can get this one. What's that?
I couldn't really hear that.
Oh, Michael Bublé, Haven't Met You Yet. Okay, try the last one, see if you can get this. Who's that?
Justin Timberlake.
It's Mickey Jo Hart and We've Got the World. Listen, one is your score. We'll see how that goes. Liam's going to play in a few minutes' time. You'd never know. We've had two people tie on one before, so it could happen, Sam.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, so Sam in Louth got himself a score of one. Liam Glynn is in Mullingar in Westmeath. How are you, Liam?
How's it going, Dave? How are you?
Not bad at all. Sam managed to get a score of one, so that's what you have to either beat or draw with to get down to a tiebreaker or go through to the final. Are you ready to jump in and give it a bash?
I'm going to give it a bash anyway, yeah.
All right, Liam, let's do it.
Round one.
So two categories to choose from. You can't have I Think We've Met. That was people I've interviewed. You can have either fizzy drinks and strobe lights or Vivid. What would you like?
We'll go for fizzy drinks and strobe lights.
Fizzy drinks and strobe lights. These are kids' club faves. God knows, this time of the year with the kids in camps and all the rest, on the end of the week, they always have a bit of music going on. So these are all kids' favourites. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now, Liam. I Stay Out Too Late, Got Nothing in My Brain is the opening line to which song? Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Name the band who sang Mama Told Me Not to Waste My Life. She said, Spread Your Wings, My Little Butterfly.
Oh, pass.
A Little Mix. In which song do you turn yourself around?
Pass as well.
The Hokey Pokey. According to the Cat Douglas song from 1972, everybody was doing what?
Pass.
Kung Fu Fighting. Elton John teamed up with which singer on the song Cold Heart?
Dua Lipa.
Yes. Clap Along If You Feel Like a Room Without a Roof is a lyric from which song? Happy by Pharrell Williams. The first half of the Salento lyric is Watch Me Whip. What's the second part?
Watch Me Dance.
Oh, Watch Me Nay Nay. Baha Men were wondering who left the what out.
The dog.
Yes. Finish the song title Oops Upside
Down
Your Head. We're All In This Together appeared in which Zac Efron fronted musical?
High School Musical.
Yep, spot on. Oh, there's the drums.
God damn, we're tricky.
Uno, dos, tres. Okay, three for you so far. Liam, let's go into the bonus round and see if we can improve that.
Bonus round.
So these are all popular songs at a kids' club. However, it's just the last few notes of each one. I need artist and title of each one, all right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, here's your first one.
I'm out here, y'all. Peace, peace.
What's that?
Oh,
it's, yeah, I wanted to jump around to say you do all the moves to, no, yeah. I'm going to pass that. Yeah, I know what it is. Oh, yeah, go on, tell
okay,
me.
Okay, DJ Casper and Cha-Cha yeah. Slide. Cha-Cha yeah. Slide, yeah. Okay, try this one.
Mambo number 5.
Yeah, by Lou Bega. Spot on. Well done. There's a point on the board. Okay, try this one as well. The last one. What's that?
No.
Smash Mouth and All Stars. What that one was. 3 plus 1 gives you a score of 4. 4 is definitely enough to get you through to that final. So you're going in, Liam. Sam, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug, Sam. So when you come back from your trip to town later on, you can have a nice cup of tea, all right?
Thanks, Dave.
Nice one, Sam. See you later. Bye-bye.
Final round.
Okay, Liam, in this final round of Music Master, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. Then I'll give you 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay, yep.
The year is 2000. The place is California in the United States. And the lyric is, did you burn through money? Did your ex find out?
Austin by Dasha.
By Dasha. Oh my God. You know what you've just done? You've just become a music master.
Deadly
is right.
I was just thinking top song on the top of my head, and then I was like, modern song can't be too old, and Austin is popular.
Spot on. Oh, well done, Liam Glynn. You are a music master. So that was winner number 44 of Music Master. We've had so many winners, and well done to Liam in Westmeath, who becomes our 44th winner. It can be done, people.
Yeah, if you believe in it, it'll happen.
I would love to do more podcasts, but frankly, the stink of Maria's mushrooms makes me just want to get out of the studio. So,
would you like some?
No, thanks very much. Gross.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one size all fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.